From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Here's a statistic that may surprise you. 85% of the tea sold in the United States is consumed as iced tea. When it comes to hot, caffeinated beverages, Americans still prefer coffee. But that's changing. There's been a boom in premium and specialty teas. As a result, tea companies have redesigned the humble tea bag. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
With its Italian marble tile and stainless steel bar stools, the Tavalon Tea Bar in Manhattan's Union Square is a kind of temple of tea, Starbucks as reimagined by a Buddhist monk. You don't come to Tavalon for a cup of Earl Grey with lemon. You come for a loose-leaf white tea with a hint of peppermint and Korean plums. Oh, and it will cost you at least $2.75. Customers such as Dina Raleigh come here to try out new teas.
I like flavors. Now I'm hooked on chai tea.
What's chai tea?
I guess it's from India. I just know it tastes like pumpkin pie. And I don't like pumpkin pie, but I really love chai tea.
Tavalon is one of 1,500 specialty tea rooms and retail shops that have sprouted up in the United States, part of what John Paul Lee hopes is a wave of tea drinking. Lee is a former management consultant who quit his job to open Tavalon. He says Americans have become much more sophisticated about tea.
I think people are now becoming more educated in tea. People travel. It's a matter of people now becoming exposed to what tea really is and what it could be.
That's reflected in the sales. Tea is one of the oldest beverages around, but its popularity is growing like a brand new product. Total U.S. sales have almost quadrupled since 1990, according to the Tea Association of the USA. You can now buy a range of ready-to-drink teas, even in the most out-of-the-way convenience stores. And there's been a boom in premium and specialty products like chai tea. And that boom is very much being felt at the world's biggest tea company, Lipton.
This is Indonesian tea, what we'd call an EN1. It's delivering quite good tea taste.
At Lipton's test kitchen in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, John Cheatham works his way past a line of teacups. He takes a sip from each one, then rapidly spits the tea into a garbage can. Cheatham is a tea master, which means he has to approve the tea Lipton sells. He got the job by answering an ad in a newspaper in England.
I think it helps. You have to have a passion for the products, because to be tasting, 600 cups of something a day, you got to really love it.
These days, Cheatham is sipping and spitting his way through Lipton's new premium teas. Much of the tea sold in the United States is what is pejoratively called tea dust, the remnants of tea leaves. Purists tend to prefer longleaf tea. A few years ago, Lipton decided to sell a longleaf tea that would appeal to premium tea fans. But the company ran into a problem.
There's just not enough room in a regular bag to allow that longleaf tea to infuse.
That's Trish Zanobi, marketing director for Lipton USA. Zanobi says Lipton's traditional tea bags, which are flat and square, were too small to accommodate bigger leaves. So the company had to redesign the bags. The new bags are shaped like a three-dimensional triangle, and they're made of mesh, so you can see through them. John Cheatham demonstrates how they work. As the hot water is poured over the bag, you can see the tea leaves unfurl.
Before, tea was just about, putting the tea bag in your cup, and it's more about taste. This is making it more of a visual experience.
By redesigning its tea bags, Lipton was walking a trail already blazed by smaller tea companies. Perhaps inevitably, some people are skeptical about these efforts. Financial Times columnist John Gapper is English and a little curmudgeonly about tea. Gapper says most tea sold in the United States is weak and tasteless. He says if tea companies used better tea, they wouldn't have to worry about things like the shape of the tea bag.
There seems to be a sort of choice between tea bags which contain tea that doesn't really seem to taste of anything very much, and then suddenly you're told that you have to have very long leaf teas in order to get flavour. But actually, if you go to any British supermarket, you can pick up some tea bags that have got perfectly good flavour and they don't have very long leaves in them. They're just better quality tea.
But Lipton's Trish Zanobi says the company is simply adjusting to new realities. There's a huge new market of sophisticated tea drinkers, and Lipton is well positioned to take advantage of it.
We are trying to offer that specialty tea house product, that specialty tea house experience, to a wider, group of consumers who are interested in learning more about it and trying, experiencing that experience on an everyday basis.
But the company knows that consumer tastes can change, leaving tried and true brands behind. If Lipton wants to hold on to its market share, it has to convince customers it can change as well. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
You can find a quick primer on the differences between white, black, and other teas, and recipes for cooking with them at npr.org.